Welcome to What's On Your Face, a podcast about beauty, pop culture, and all fun things on the internet. I'm Sade.
And I'm MJ.
Welcome.
What's up?
You know, a whole lot of shit, but just kind of still surviving, I guess. What's up with you?
Yeah, I think we've both been in like a weird crunch time for the past couple weeks. So we took a break from recording. Yeah. That's why we're a few weeks late. Mm-hmm. Sade went back to work, yes. Which is so annoying. It's so annoying because you go back to work and then you also have like the fullest social schedule that I know. And then I can see your TikToks of like what you've been doing. And I almost left a comment on one of them.
You know what? Can I also
about to troll you?
Can I say that MJ is, she's low-key my TikTok op. She's always on my TikTok commenting and like throwing shade, and the motherfuckers are on there liking that shit. And I'm just like, why are people liking? But then when I make little comments on MJ's TikToks, I get direct text messages to delete the comments. So that's what I find.
Because your comments are coming for me.
Yes, they are.
My comments are just funny.
Like, so are mine.
Let the people laugh.
My comments are also funny.
To you. No, they're just funny to you. No one else can think they're funny. That's the thing. You are an audience of one.
Yes, population me.
Audience of one. No, but what's been going on with you? Like, you're back at work, you're doing a bajillion things, making the TikToks, ignoring my WhatsApp messages.
Yes, 100%. All those things.
Which is fine. Like, with us, like, there are some relationships where you can ignore a message and it's totally fine.
I need more of those relationships where people can know that it's not personal. I'm just literally like,
yeah, it's you.
I have moments where I can be like goofy, fun, yeah. And then I have moments at work where I'm just like, this is like dead ass serious, do or die. Like, I have to get this done. And then I just literally block out everybody, including my husband. And he'll be like, I texted you 3 hours ago. And I'll be like, yeah. And I thought I was going to die at work 3 hours ago. Therefore, I didn't message you back. So I just
stop taking.
I just take
works.
I do. I know what you're going to say.
You too.
I take work very seriously. So then I get very like, yeah.
Not that I don't, because I take it seriously too,
for
the record.
Fair enough.
Just in a different way.
Yeah. And you know, we're going to always say good and positive things about work because we realize that some of you who are listening are our ops. And we know you're...
And we love that you're listening
we
to this
We love that you're giving us listens.
And getting our stats up. So shout out to you.
Appreciate you, Ops.
For Ops.
Ops City. We know you.
So I'm coming to Singapore in like a couple of weeks. And I have a shopping list and I'm gonna go ham.
I bet you are. You always, when are you not going ham though? Let's be real about your shopping.
It's so true. I've been really bad lately just because it's like end of year sales. I get a lot of like targeted ads. And like with me as a, you know, Chinese lady, I love a sale.
I bet you
I
do.
Love a sale. Like I feel like paying full price is like wearing a fool stamp on your forehead.
It's ridiculous. I hate paying full price for things. Wait, so, you're coming during GSS.
I'm bringing my big suitcase.
Do it.
Let's just
bring that big suitcase and buy all the things. There's this egg tart place that you need to hit up. It's in Paragon. It's bomb.
I cannot bring. Okay, so Toby says I'm not allowed to bring any type of food item back to Australia, even if it's packaged. But he's like very risk averse. Like,
what's
yawn.
His problem?
He's just like really risk averse.
These egg tarts
super boring.
Are really good. These egg tarts, and then they have these like truffle pork like little bao things. They're bomb. And like,
I'm gonna bring back bakwa. I'm gonna bring back maybe some Asian herbs.
Yeah,
if I can find them packaged.
Yes, be that auntie at the airport that gets pulled over, and then like the dogs are all sniffing your shit.
they're always pulling me over. Did I tell you about the time me and Toby were coming back from somewhere to Australia, and I was wearing like a Nirvana T-shirt and I had like dyed blonde hair at the time.
Oh my God.
And I was just looking a mess. And then Toby was like, stand behind me and get your US passport out, even though they tell you to put your passports away. And I stood behind him. And then we, of course, got checked.
Yep.
And then another time we came, Toby was like, wear a white shirt, wear a blazer, like look put together. And I was like, this is so annoying. And then I didn't get checked. They waved me
First
through.
First of all, I love that the possible colonizer knows colonizing ways. Where's Toby? What's Toby's bloodline?
He is Irish and English, or maybe Scottish.
Maybe not so much, because I know the Irish had a time. I'll put that comment back in my pocket for you, Toby. I'll put that back in my
pocket. He's a colonizer. Like
low key, half of you. If you're British, low key, your folks have like six rings when it comes to colonization. But the Irish part might take that away. So I'm gonna hold on to that until I get that 23andMe test back for Toby. And we'll revisit it later.
I don't think it would be that diverse. But
it'd be white.
Anyway, Sade, what is on your face?
You know what's on my face? I feel like, I don't know if we've actually talked about this product before, but it's literally everything to me. And I feel like if you haven't used this product, like you're literally missing out. Dr. Dennis Gross Alpha Beta Peels, the red one, which is like the high level one. It's just... Yeah. It does what it says it's going to do.
It's so good.
It's so good. Like, I'm obsessed with this product. Like, I use it every week. I love it. So that is on my face, as well as this Biossance gel cream, which I'm really enjoying right now. I just love how it feels on my skin and the texture. And it's like very lightweight and super hydrating.
Okay. Can I say, like, I love Biossance as a concept, but I have not liked any of their products.
Even their oils and stuff?
Because I found it like a dry oil. Like it didn't feel like thick and luxurious. It was a dry oil.
Fair enough.
And I didn't really know how to use it. And then I tried their Omega Repair Cream. I wanted to like
love it.
It like sounded really good. It just smelled bad. But I think maybe you gave me an expired one.
First of all, odd behavior. Flag on the play. How are you saying that I gave you an expired one? How is that? Maybe
someone gave me an expired one.
It needs to be someone, but not necessarily me.
I think it just doesn't smell good. Like it just smells like garbage.
Because there's not a whole lot of like preservatives and fragrance in it. So like really quickly, Biossance was started by like, I think they got money from Bill Gates. It's like basically like a science-y led fund.
Ocean science.
Yeah, a science-led fund that basically started making skincare. They're like all about saving like the sharks from people like just cutting off their fins and shit. Like they're really... Like they are a true green, like new age, true green, clean brand.
Yeah.
I enjoy them.
I want to like them.
I get it if like you want to like them, but then it's like not your vibe. I get that. I have some brands like
just
that.
Just like put a little bit of a...
Just a little
like
bit
a
of fragrance.
Tiny scent into the cream.
just
like a tiny... Like, just, you know when things are marked non-scented?
But then it smells nice.
Yes. There is a non-scent and then there's no fragrance. Like those two call-outs on pack mean two very different things.
Very true.
And people think they prefer no fragrance, but actually
they're
people prefer...
Themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like people who think they want to wear like deodorant that has no aluminum in it. No, you don't, babe. You're lying to yourself. And you know what? We can smell you. We all can smell that. We can smell that pizza you ate two nights ago. Anyways, also what's on my face is Ultraviolet Screen Queen, which just...
Is that the tube or the squeezer?
That is like the little droplet where it's like a creamy...
A serum.
Yes. Love okay, down ultraviolet. And then apparently they're coming out with like a new like spray. So that you can reapply your SPF throughout the day, which I'm all about reapplication. I feel like most people are getting like the putting on SPF part down. And then when I'm like spraying my face with like, because I use Supergoop spray, they're like, what is that? I'm like, it's SPF. And they're like, oh, I thought you put it on already. I'm like, yeah, it's been like 3 hours, mate. Like you need to do more. And they're just like, what? So yeah, love it.
Like people know that, but I feel like the sunscreen spray, if you use complexion products, which you have perfect skin and you don't really wear foundation. Like
not foundation, I mean, but a lot of concealer. Yeah.
Yeah. Concealer. But for me, I have like the contour, I have my sculpting, I have my concealer, my foundation, whatever. I don't want to risk it by spraying that fucking SPF shit.
Try it.
On my face in the middle of the day.
Test it and see if it works. I think you should
test it. I've done
it
in the past. I mean, I'll try it again in case the formulation's changed, but I'm hesitant about the sprays.
Well, I mean, I like it. Anyways, and then last but not least, S Plus Cream Lip Stain in color 001.
So good.
Like,
so good.
Always
classic.
Iconic. Always. Love S Plus. Sephora collection. If you're not like
Sephora collection,
an industry person, Sephora collection. Sorry,
Sephora collection. Did you see the thing I sent you where this lady uses Sephora collection to contour?
Yes,
it's like a brown brush.
It's like, and I have that shade. It's like a brown shade, and you're using it. She's using it one to line her lips. So she's using like the pointy end of the tip to line her lips. Then she's contouring with it and she's quickly blending it so that like it doesn't like, I'd like do the stain thing. I was thinking to do it, but like I don't really contour, but I will definitely line my lips with the brown and then do like a nice little like nudie, maybe pink on the inside.
No,
like,
very excited about it. You should do lip contouring where you put the contour on top of the Cupid's bow and then on the bottom. So it creates like this like illusion of plump and fullness. I think we're catching up to the beauty industry because in actuality, a girl only needs one brown pencil.
Very true.
And maybe one brown, you know, liquid or cream thing. Mm. And we can do most of our face.
You can do so much.
Eyeliner, the brow, the lip, you know, we're on to you.
There's so much industry. To do. What is on your face, MJ?
Not much. I've been enjoying the Ole Henriksen Peptide Lip Treatment. Mm. Such a long name. Such a long name, but it's really good. This is going to sound weird, but I feel like it's a dupe for the Rode Beauty lip treatment.
Dupe alert.
Disclaimer, I have not tried the Rode Beauty lip treatment, but I just know in my mind, like from the ingredients, from the finish, that they're going to be very similar. So my sister's coming and she's bringing me a bunch of Rode Beauty.
Tell her to hide that shit when she brings it through security because Selena's fans, they're not happy. Selena Gomez's fans they're done with the mean girl vibes, Hailey Bieber. Oh. They're done with you. We're all about honesty and kindness and
oh my God,
rare
stop.
Beauty.
Like, remember that one week when we were texting each other and we were like, my FYP is inundated with Bieber and Selena content and it just won't go. That was a grim week.
It
in
was.
TikTok.
And you know who came out supreme? Selena Gomez. She's a fucking champion. Mm. No, but road who? Hit the road.
Okay, fine. Yeah, get the Ole. And then to my previous point, I'm using the Sephora Collection 12-hour long-lasting brown eyeliner. But I use it as a both eyeliner and a lip liner.
Is it retractable or is it like a pencil?
No, it's a pencil. But I feel like the pencil ones have more,
they do,
more wear.
You have to like...
No. Okay, here's my theory. The product, when it's in the retractable version, it has to be more emollient. But for some reason, when it's in the pencil version, it's longer lasting.
That makes sense, that it's longer lasting in the pencil. But that's because you have to sharpen that bitch. And I don't want to
do that. I know. Same.
I hear everybody talking about Makeup Forever's pencil and how great it is. But when I look at
it's so good.
It's a pencil.
No, it's so good.
I'm too lazy.
No. It's so good. Okay. And then I have this, I've mentioned before, the Sephora Collection, the contour blush, like that shade that's $14 in the US. Mm. I've been wearing it every day. I love it. I know I've mentioned it a couple of times, but it's truly one of my favorites. And then I found this NARS eyeshadow palette from 2019.
Yes.
And it is good.
Go off with those throwbacks. They're still good. Go off with those throwbacks. Who cares?
It's a powder. So I feel like I can get away with the powder product from 2019.
We're all still wearing Anastasia palettes from 2019, 2018. Who cares?
Totally.
We're all doing
that. I've thrown away my Urban Decays. So give me credit for that.
That's growth. I like that. That's growth. Yeah, but it's probably still good. Probably still very good.
So that's been on my face.
So what else is going on, MJ?
Oh my God, I found this hilarious article the other night and I wanted to text it to you immediately. There is an influencer agency who is putting out a contest to find a winner so that they can pay them $1,000 to scroll through TikTok for 10 hours.
So somebody just has to sit there and then they'll pay you $1,000 if one person scrolls through TikTok nonstop for 10 hours.
Yep. And you have to like write down trends. I feel like we should just give in our notice now.
Yeah. I mean,
$1,000 apply for this job.
How? 10 hours a day, $1,000 a day.
I mean, that's basically what you're doing anyway.
I wish I could just scroll like that all day. You know what I find that when I work, like I put that timer on my TikTok. Do you do this where you like time your social media apps?
No.
I put a timer so that mine is like an hour a day. And then if I go over an hour.
What?
Yeah. If I go over an hour, I get a little message that's like, you have 5 minutes left on this app. Or you like, and if you get to it, it'll like shut it off. And then like, you can get back into it if you want, but it'll like shut the app down so that you can't open it. And I find that during the weekend, I'm at that by like 9 o'clock in the morning. And then yeah. I feel so good about myself when I go to work and then I come home and then I don't, like, I'll see it maybe at like 11 o'clock and I'll be like, oh wow. Like I've really been like,
oh, PM. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. 11 PM. And I'll see it before I go to bed and I'll be like, oh wow, I was really good. Like I like didn't even look at my phone at all today. And so I won't notice it until like I've been on my phone starting from like 10 PM. But it's actually—
Are you saying this for the ops?
Like, no. In general. Like, especially coming from mat leave where all I was doing was scrolling on TikTok, like on my mat leave. So I do find that there is a difference, but you should put the thing on and you'll see how often you're like telling the thing to go away, like to not
watch
TikTok.
I don't
want to
see.
I don't want to know. It's scary. It's scary. But I love
like TikTok is my TV.
I can do it for $1,000 for 10 hours. That's like a full day of work. So if you do this like 3 days a week, that's $3,000. Let me do the math. Hold on a second. So that's $3,000.
Like, should we quit our job?
Okay.
Should we
4 days a
quit?
Week. 4 days a week. That's $4,000 times four.
A week.
$4,000 a week. That's $16,000 a month. In.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
For cash.
Cash only. Under the table money. Cash money. Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the company name that's doing this?
Ubiquitous.
Huh.
Like, I'll send you the actual job application page. It's really funny. Speaking of TikTok, what else are you watching on TikTok?
I'm watching this lady. Her name is called Shara7. I'm very much on like the Black American side of TikTok. We're not even Black American because like I have a lot of followers from like South Africa and Canada. But I basically, when I look at like my base of followers, 30% is from Singapore and the rest of it is from like Africa, America, Canada, or whatever. So there's this lady. She's this Black lady. Her name is Shara7 and she has this thing called Sprinkle Sprinkle. And she is basically like the cousin to Andrew Tate. She's like super toxic. She's all about like, she's like, with these men, you got to just take their money and, you know, don't go for men's looks. You got to go for their wallets. That's what you need. Sprinkle, 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 sprinkle. She's like, a lot of you are out here cooking and cleaning and doing things for your boyfriend and then also working a full-time job. And he's out here living a lap of luxury on your back.
I mean,
and she's like, when a man,
she's not wrong.
She's like, what do you say when a man tells you that he likes a woman that looks natural, that has a natural beauty? She's like, you tell him, I like a man that's naturally wealthy. Sprinkle, sprinkle. And she finishes all of her lines. she finishes all of her things with sprinkle, sprinkle,
sprinkle, sprinkle.
I fucking love her. And as I'm watching it, I'm like, this lady's terrible. She's super toxic. She's basically telling women to just like, not prostitute themselves, but like essentially she's like, don't give it up unless they're paying you money.
But she's giving value on TikTok.
She's showing value on TikTok. And I think she's so hilarious. I love her. And yeah, that's why I'm always like, sprinkle, sprinkle. And Jeff's just looking at me like, what? And I'm like, sprinkle, sprinkle. Anyways, what are you watching?
I'm very much into the ASMR organization videos. But I found this lady from America. She has like ridiculous long nails. So automatically check. Yep. And then she like loves to organize her entire house and purse with minis. And she has like a mini wipe for her coochie. She has a mini wipe for her deodorant. She has a wipe for her makeup. And then she has like a Tide, you know, she's just over prepared and maybe over consuming at Target.
Did she put it in a book?
Yes.
Oh my God.
She puts it in a book and a little bag and she has mini everything and you can hear her do it with her little nails.
Yeah.
And then she has these things called purse coffees, which are teeny tiny coffees that you like make. I don't know how she does it, but she must be making a fucking bomb on Amazon. I mean, you know, those Amazon influencers are going
They're going gangbusters.
On TikTok.
They're making all the money.
So much money. So much. I mean, so is Amazon, but anyway.
Shout out to Jeff Bezos.
She loves... Shout out to Jeff. She has like really well organized, all plexiglass plastic shit that sounds really good with her nails.
Mm. What is a purse coffee though? I still don't know what that is.
A purse coffee is a teeny tiny coffee that you can like squeeze and it'll basically make an espresso. It's like a teeny tiny AeroPress. and it looks nasty, but she says it's great and she like swears by. And she has a teeny tiny razor for her mustache. She's like commentating while she's putting stuff in and she's like, here's an ass wipe because of your gross, you know, swamp ass. And mm-hmm. and it's just, yeah,
fair
it's,
enough.
It's similar to Shira. It's kind of, you know,
it's added value.
Funny. Yeah. It's tongue in cheek, added value. And yes, I've been enjoying it. Oh, and ASMR stickering and journaling. Yes.
Oh, interesting. When you said the purse coffee, I thought you meant like, you know how people talk about like nose beers or beer? Like, that's what I thought. I was like, whoa, is that what she's talking about? That's so funny.
No, it's an actual coffee.
Okay, it's an actual coffee. I thought it was like that. I was like, wow, she's just like putting that on TikTok and no one's like flagging that like content.
No.
Gotcha. Okay.
So funny. I also wanted to ask you what lip balms you've been using because it is like start of winter in Australia. Oh, my lips are so dry. They're just like flaky and crusty all the time. And so I've gone on this lip balm, not even journey. It's been a marathon. I've basically bought the Fenty Plush Pudding like you told
fucking
me to. I have the Ole Henriksen.
Yes.
I have the Rode on the way.
Ooh,
I have Aquaphor, Jouer. I also have the Clinique Moisture Treatment,
ooh,
which is weird. We know how we feel, about, Clinique. But yeah, I've just literally gone to Sephora and like bought every single lip treatment because I need them all the time.
Okay, I'm trying to think. What do I... Okay, and this is lip balm, not gloss, right?
No, lip balm. Like moisturizing, hydrating. Because like some lip balms only make like a protective layer on top of your lip.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't, you know? And we're not even considering lip balms with like Carmex or with like ethanol or
not like are going to give you that
menthol.
tingly
yeah.
feeling. Okay, so...
No menthol.
What I'm loving... So on top of Fenty's Plush Pudding, I'm loving Fenty's Lip Oil, which I really enjoy. Do you find that hydrates?
No, I don't find that hydrating. I found that like it made a nice barrier like on top of my lip.
But not enough.
But then not enough hydration, if that makes sense.
Okay, here, let me think. I'm just trying to think of like off the top of my head what I'm obsessed with when it comes to lip balms. Tatcha's, Kissimmee, whatever it's called, their lip balm. That lasts forever.
Can you get me one for my Singapore trip?
The sleeping mask. Well, to be fair, I have two by my bedstand. One of them I use often. One of them I've used once or twice. If you don't mind using the one I've used once or twice, you can have it.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah,
take
so
it.
I have that. Love that. Laneige, hands down, bad bitch when it comes to lip masks. I actually love wearing a lip mask in the daytime. And Laneige's, they have like this one that comes with like a little applicator. I forgot the name of it.
I have that one. I don't like it.
I love their
original lip mask.
And apparently,
I finished a whole one.
Trend Mood said that they're coming out with one that's like a pink lemonade, which you know, I'm trying to get that. I'm trying to get that all over my lips. What else am I into when it comes to lippies? Fresh, I have like an in and out relationship with the Fresh lip balms. I like them because they're like easy, but they're not like all the time my favorite. But I do like them, but they're not like my favorite. Ooh, you know who's
really- they disappear.
Like, what do you mean? Like you lose them?
Like I put them on and I feel like my lip just like eats it up, or they're gone in like 20 minutes.
Fair enough. It does go away quickly. You know who else has a good lip balm, but it's more of like, it's like a gloss and a balm? Makeup by Mario. They just had a launch of...
Oh, the plumping ones?
Yeah, those are nice. And they keep my lips hydrated for a very long period of time. And anytime I'm like...
They're really good.
I walk by a mirror and think, ooh, do I not have enough on? I look and it's still glossy. It's still there. It still feels like my lips are hydrated. Love.
You should try the Sunny's Face Lip Treat.
Huh.
I feel like it's a cheaper version of the Mario one, but it's less gooey.
Oh.
But it's still very glossy. I really enjoy that formula because you put it on and you don't think you have much on, but then it's like very thick and like hydrating and it's like glossy but balmy. It's in between a gloss and a balm.
That's what I want. That's what I want. And then
try it.
Last
it's
but
like
not
cheap.
Least, Vaseline, yeah. Baby. Vaseline.
I have Aquaphor. Yeah.
That's all. Yeah, I feel like OG. Vaseline is always the little mini ones, the little like little tiny little
yes.
ones. Those are always going to be like before you had lip balms and all lip glosses. you had, for me at least, I had Vaseline and it was like always a go-to. So those are going to be what I'm like, I love when it comes to lip balms, I think.
Yeah.
There might be more.
I use the Vaseline ones on flights because I put them on the inside of my nose.
That's so genius. It's really actually quite smart. I'm going to use that the next time I'm having some issues with my nose
on a
flight.
Yeah, when you're on your flight. Okay, shall we go into beauty news?
Beauty news. Beauty news. So, Sophia Richie got married. I know we're a bit late, but Sophia Richie got married and it was like everywhere.
I want to know how much she paid her PR lady because it was literally the most coverage I have ever seen. But I feel like she also earned her flowers because she did everything real time. And I think that was the difference.
Maybe that's
because
what it was.
She would be like, get ready with me to my engagement party, get ready with me to my rehearsal dinner, get ready with me for the actual day. And then she did her makeup. I mean, she's gorgeous and the makeup wasn't like transformative. She used nude sticks, which is funny because we mentioned how nude sticks and her have a special relationship.
Yep. Oh, so I mean, you know, you got to have that synergy in there, baby. Got to make those coins.
Got to make those
coins. I'm sure they were like, use this when you're doing it, get ready with me. She was like, how much?
Yes.
Not a problem.
I mean, she definitely crowned herself as the it girl.
She definitely.
Which I was like, okay.
I agree. And I mean, I don't know a whole lot about her except for the fact that her dad makes banging music. And her sister is Nicole Richie. Uh-huh. Like, I mean.
And she dated Scott Disick.
Yeah.
Let's not forget about that.
Really? Really? Ooh, I'm like, yuck.
Yeah, but she's found this like really nice British white guy who comes from a, you know, family of generational wealth in the music industry, blah, blah, blah. So, and so now Sophia Richie is like, she was on this Jo Malone ad a couple days ago and she was wearing like a sweater over her shoulders and like Chanel flats. She's like basically a spokesperson for Chanel now, but I thought she did a great job and I enjoyed it. It was so much coverage and it was like, maybe there's nothing else in the news cycle that week and it just got fucking prioritized.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe because it was everywhere. But congrats to her. She's married. Yay.
Yes. And then another person got married, which I don't think you have much interest in, but Chloe Stroll. She's like a darling of the F1 world. Her dad owns Aston Martin and her brother is a F1 driver, Lance Stroll.
Oh.
And so she married, she married Scott something, but Scott is Danny Ricciardo's best friend from Australia.
Oh.
He's like an Olympic snowboarder and they had their wedding and it was also like, which PR agency did they get? Because it was massive coverage and she went from like 250K followers to 500,000, even more.
Wow.
After that weekend.
Wow. I mean,
it's
so interesting how people are just so like into like a wedding and like all of that, that especially a wedding of that course. Caliber that they would like start to follow somebody based off of that. That's so interesting.
Yeah. Huh. For the tea.
All for the tea.
She has for the tea. What else has been going on? Okay. Evan Mock, who you know is one of my guy crushes. He is a model come, you know, curator, friends with Justin Bieber. He is a skater. He was in Gossip Girl, the reboot, RIP. And he has started his own beauty line called Good Weird. So Good Weird has, I think, only 3 products currently. And it's very reminiscent of Milk Makeup. You know, like there's a Back from Vacay bronzer. There's a moisture stick that could be tinted or multi-use, as well as a cold brew under eye serum. So it's very small collection, which I appreciate. And then, you know, I'm excited to see what else he's going to come out with. I think they're well priced. They're like $20 US dollars. And I want to get it. Let me know if you want to go in with me.
So the next piece of beauty news is that Beyonce teased on her social media that she might be starting a hair care line.
For real hair?
I don't know. Like the thing is that like Beyonce's always been one of those girls who has been kind of been like, I'm black and my hair is this long and my hair is real. Now you might not know this, but there is definitely like a superiority complex with Black girls who like, and not just any Black girls, like Black girls with two Black parents that where their hair is long and their hair is real. And there's, and I know that sounds very like petty, but, and like, it's very like wrapped up in like a Eurocentric version of beauty, but it's very much a thing where like a Black girl will be like, oh, my hair is this long and it's real. Like there's no weaves, there's no extensions, whatever, whatever. So, you know, her mom was a beautician and, you know, she has this like relationship with like taking care of her hair and like all this stuff, obviously because her hair is like apparently very, very long. So when I saw that, I thought to myself, I'm not so sure about Beyonce. And I think we've talked about this like a little bit before on the show, like Beyonce having like a line, like nobody knows anything about Beyonce. Like as much as I love Beyonce and I like if and when she comes to Singapore or if she goes to Australia, I will pay good money to see her show and fly wherever if she's in on this side of the world.
Same. Same.
But she does not have a personality. She does not have a persona. Like if I were to meet Beyonce, I would have no idea what I would get from that interaction with her. If I met Rihanna, I know I would get one of two things. I would either get warm, Bejan queen, who's, you know, come to me house and da-da-da-da-da. Like I would get those things from her. Or if I pissed her off, she would be like, get the fuck out of here. You're a piece of shit and your hair is raggedy. And she would like be a savage. We all know that Rihanna has that like extra savage, like
yes, in her, her personality that, shines
exactly
through.
And it shines through in her products, it shines through in her fashion. Like she's very much, I don't give a shit, I'm doing me, I date problematic men, I don't give a shit that you don't like that I date problematic men.
Beyonce is playing the game.
Beyonce plays the game, and which I think playing
and
the
she
game
plays
is
it
great
safe.
Yes, I think playing the game is great. But then like when it comes to people like wanting to buy into your brand, they want to buy into you. And like, and that's the things that have changed, I think, since Beyonce has been on the scene. So like, it's not no longer like, I just want to buy it from Beyonce because I love Beyonce. Like people want to feel connected. They want to feel like that's why people love Rare Beauty is because like they know that like Selena might be really sad in real life. And so that,
but
and
Beyonce
she makes products.
Has the beehive.
Beyonce does have the beehive, but it's people who just love her music and they just love her like style and like her Black love marriage and like Blue Ivy and all that stuff. But people aren't with her because of the personality that she gives off. Like she has her stage personality, which is like Sasha Fierce or whatever, but we don't know her. Like she doesn't have like a DNA brand. Do you know what I mean?
Right. And I mean, maybe she needs like a few more music documentaries and a few more scandals.
No.
I mean, because with the whole elevator scandal, I was like, damn, Solange. Like that played out well with for Solange. It did not play well for Beyonce.
Exactly. Solange has a personality. You know that you don't mess with Solange's family because she will cut you down. Beyonce, you don't really know. And especially in that video, like to just take that video, for example, she didn't do anything, which to be fair says a lot, but then like, what happened? Why didn't she do anything? And then she does this documentary and then she comes up with this album where she's like, my husband cheated on me and I took him back and da 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 da. And so then we associated Solange going after Jay-Z in a lift with him cheat, like her finding out that he cheated, whatever, whatever, right? Or like, is that what it is? Is it something else? Like it, there's, she's very like, there's like this like cloud of like mystery around Beyonce, which I get it. And I feel like in this day and age of like everything digital, it takes, that takes a lot of work to keep that type of like coverage around her. But still like nobody knows anything about her. So when I heard about her launching a hairline, I was kind of like, as much as I love Beyonce, I was a bit like, so? I don't know.
Let's see.
Let's see
how it goes.
We'll see if it ends up
launching. I'm interested.
I'm very interested.
Me too. I'm also, did you hear about the Taylor Swift press coverage for her tour on she only uses Pat McGrath for her stage makeup?
I did
see
that.
Because it lasts all day. And I was like, oh, I love that. What?
What? You know how I feel about Taylor Swift.
Say it in five words.
I don't care, bitch. Okay. That's my friends. I mean, PMG is elite. Of course you're using PMG all day. Like, what do you want? But like, what is Taylor Swift doing? She's wearing PMG all day. She's inviting Ice Spice onto stage.
Yes. Like, what, and she has a problematic boyfriend. Oh, we could get into that on a whole other episode.
Like, what I don't know what we're doing. So I don't know what we're doing here, Taylor, but I don't trust you.
I want the Swifties to start buying at PMG because the mother is queen.
First of all, they're already buying at PMG. Mother. PMG is already out here. Good. It's a quality product, period.
Did you know that PMG's foundation is the only bottle of foundation I have, I think, ever finished?
Oh, really? No, I didn't.
Like, yeah, like I don't finish foundation.
Skin Fetish is great. Like, oh, it's good.
It's so good. It's chef's kiss.
It's like,
everyone, go get your shade found.
Go get it.
Amazing.
It's a phenomenal foundation. The concealer is really good. The blushes are nice. Like, it's, the palettes are ignorant. They're super wet. Like, I
elite.
It's PMG. What do you want from water? What do you want?
The last thing I wanted to get your thoughts on is, I'm sure it's been all over your feed. Mm. It's the new Dyson Air Straightener.
Yes. I want this on my scalp. I watched somebody on TikTok with like 4C hair texture straighten their 4C hair from wet to dry.
Wait, so you could potentially straighten your natural
Afro kinky hair with this Dyson. Yes, ma'am.
What?
And there have been so many different, like, Dyson has done pop-ups with like upper echelon black women and leaders and having discussions with them about just the regular hair dryer and how fast the hair dryer blows like different textures of like kinky, coily, curly hair. When I saw it, I remember thinking, okay, like this is a bit like odd that Dyson's doing this. But you had these black women up on stage who were like, no, like this is legit. This is the best dry I've ever had. I'm not taking, you know, an hour or however long to dry my hair anymore. Mm. It's happening really quickly. And when I saw this particular creator on TikTok taking her 4C wet hair and straightening it with a Dyson straightener, I died. I was like, I need this on my scalp, period.
Interesting. Ideally, it does cut down your prep time for hair, but I don't know. Let's see. Like, I'm still, it's kind of weird to go from wet to totally dry and straight. Like, is it going to be limpy? Are you not going to get the volume? Do you need to go back in with a round brush? You know, like how much
effort,
you know, behind the curtains work? Do you need it to look polished?
I have no idea because I haven't personally tried it.
I want to get it. I want to get it.
Do you want to get those headphones with the mouthpiece?
That makes you look like you're in Mad Max. Oh my God. I thought it was a prank. Like,
it's real.
Okay, so what we're talking about is the new-ish Dyson headphones that come with an air filter that's detachable. It's called the 949 Dyson Zone. And I guess they must have made it during COVID because it's like, who wants to listen to music and breathe fresh air?
It's not that deep. I'm sorry. And maybe it will in like 20 years, but I feel like it's not that deep right now. Especially to look like that.
Now that I think about it, when you're on a plane and the air is really stale and there's like people in your space, you know, like I'd use it on a plane. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'll wear my face mask on the plane.
And
I'll
have
wear
that.
And have that.
Then you really look like Mad Max, except one of the people who eat people in Mad Max.
Oh, so funny.
I mean, I didn't think about it like that. That's actually...
Because like people in your space, you don't have to smell their smells.
Yeah,
and like,
actually, MJ, you might be onto something for like a flight because you do want to listen to headphones because you don't want to listen to people. And then you do want to breathe fresh air.
You don't want to smell. Yeah. Hey, Dyson, I'll send you the bill for my influencing later.
Yeah, or you can just send me one. I don't actually need a bill. You can just send me one for free. I'll do it
we
for free,
contact
Dyson. I'll do it for
we
free.
You should contact them in Singapore and actually see if they'll.
Yeah, because their offices are here.
Take our bait.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I mean, they'll be like, get a life. No, but.
Maybe we'll just show up
at their headquarters. Hi, you heard of our podcast? We talked about you. We enjoy you as a brand.
I do. Okay. Shall we go to things we are obsessed with?
Yes. Things we are obsessed with.
Things we're obsessed with.
My obsession. I was going into this shop called Harold's in Melbourne, and it's like a fancy whatever shop. And I go to the men's section because I now like to shop at the men's section. Mm-hmm. Don't sleep on it. It's fire. And I just try on oversized men's t-shirts with a drop shoulder. And it is...
Of course you do.
I love it. I love it.
I feel like you like doing things like that keep you living on the margins. And you're just like... You know what?
Fine.
You do it. Why don't you just wear Toby stuff?
Yeah, it's not the proportion that I want.
It's not big enough?
Like I want... Yeah, it's not big enough. Like I want like XXL beef. Like what was that brand in the US where the tall guys shop?
Big and tall.
Big and tall.
How tall is Toby?
I don't know, like 6'1".
So Toby's like almost my height. Or no, yeah. Toby yes. is a taller. He's like an inch taller than me. Inch and a half taller than
yeah,
me.
You both are pretty similar.
I am. Yeah. I always tell people I am typical boyfriend height. I technically am. But Toby, you need to just get bigger shirts. You need to get bigger shirts and skinny jeans. And that needs to just be your vibe.
No,
and then MJ,
don't say skinny jeans. No.
Why?
Does Jeff still wear skinny jeans?
Jeff does wear these like tan skinny jeans that I despise. And he's going to listen to this and be like, that's mean. And he knows I hate them. And every time he puts them on, I'm just like, you know what I'm going to say? He'd be like, leave me alone. I like these jeans. And I'm like, I dislike them.
No. So it is so cringy to see a guy in like the skin tight skinny jean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
That are cropped at the ankle. It is so cringy. Okay. PSA, guys, if you're listening and you have a close guy friend, stop them from wearing those jeans.
Yeah.
Like straight leg jeans. Okay.
Straight leg.
They're
fine.
Like fitted. Fine. Baggy. Even better.
Yeah.
Like smash.
Yeah.
But those have guts. If you can see the contour of their calf.
Yeah.
Nah.
That's Jeff.
Nah.
He wants to show off his legs.
No,
he wants to show off his legs.
Jeff,
and his calves.
No one cares about your legs, no, Jeff.
But they
just
want the upper half.
Straight leg
Everybody
jeans.
Wants the upper half, Jeff. They want the shoulders and the traps. Yeah. Everybody likes that.
Only guys care about the legs. Like no one else gives a shit about men's legs.
Jeff is, he just wants to show everybody, you know, but I prefer a tight top. But it's always a tight bottoms. Yeah. And I'm just like, that's not.
No.
Yeah, I know. You know, I'm going to hear about this later on, but whatever. It is what it is. Anyways, I am obsessed with. Okay, I've stopped using like beauty blenders and brushes for my concealer. I put it on my hands and I wipe it into my face. Mm. What?
Okay.
I like it. It makes me
you
feel like
do you.
It makes me feel like I'm Meredith Duxbury's black twin. But I think it blends it better and it like makes it look nicer and it never looks patchy.
It depends
patchy.
On the finish. It depends on the texture of the concealer. But if it's
true.
Like thin and like nice, but if you're blending out Tarte Shape Tape, girl, you will be tapping your face.
No.
Months.
So if you do Shape Tape, you just put a little bit on. You can't put what you normally would put if you're using a sponge. Mm-hmm. You have to put just a little bit. I've like worked out how it blends like with using my hands for Shape Tape, for Pat McGrath, for Huda, and there's another brand and I can't think of it. Nude Sticks. Those concealers, I've kind of worked out how to blend it in with my fingers and I feel like it's a whole new world. So I do that and then I set it with like my little triangle sponge that I got from AliExpress for like a dollar for like 30.
Oh, I want one.
They're so good. Girl.
I want a triangle sponge.
AliExpress, I say a dollar, but realistically it's $3.12 and you get like a pack of like 30. It's everything. I will leave some for you on my desk. So when you come to Singapore, it'll
Love
be
it.
Here. It'll be
Yay.
There for you. Like obsessed with them. So good. So that's what I'm obsessed with these days.
Love that for you.
Thanks. So you guys, thank you so much for listening.
This is the end.
If you like what you are hearing, please follow and rate our podcast with 5 stars. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple. We're on Amazon. We're everywhere that podcasts are heard. And then also find us on social media on TikTok and Instagram at @whatsonyourface_. Thanks guys. See you next month.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.